If your podcast is bringing in listeners, but none of them are turning into clients, there's a really good chance that you are attracting the wrong people. And we do not want that. The tricky part of this is that it doesn't feel like it's wrong while it's happening because you're seeing downloads and you know people are listening because you are tracking your data each month. Your episodes, you know they're helping people. You know this is happening. But you realize that these people who keep listening week after week are not people who are ever going to hire you. And you know this because you're not getting clients from your podcast. They're not joining your email list. They're not reaching out to you. They just keep listening, which is great, but we want some of them to turn into clients. Hey there, I'm Allison Nitsch, and this is something that I look at right away when I am helping someone figure out why their podcast is not converting to clients. One of the biggest reasons this is happening is because your content is too broad. And I get why this is happening because I was doing the same thing a few years ago. We want to help as many people as we can. We want people to find us. So we keep our topics a little more, I guess, general so that we don't exclude anyone. I have been there. I wanted to help people who didn't have a podcast, but I wanted them to know how to launch one. And I also wanted to help people who have a podcast and maybe they just don't know what to say. And I also wanted to help people get clients from their podcast. But what ends up happening when you do all of these things within your one show is that no one is clearly thinking, this is exactly for me, because it tends to be all over the place. And it really does depend on where they find you and what episodes they land on, because they could find episodes and think, oh my gosh, this is so interesting. The way she talks about it, her point of view, you know, it helps me. And maybe they can just take those ideas and run with them, which is great at times. I love offering things that you could just take and apply to your podcast. But when you're doing this all the time within every episode, your listeners are not going to stop and think, I need her help with this, when they can just go and do it themselves. So that's the difference. This is like if someone is searching for, let me just stay in the podcasting space. Let's just say they're searching for how to get clients from their podcast and they land on an episode about how to stay consistent, or I can't think of anything right now. And okay, so how to stay consistent, that's very helpful, but it's not speaking to the real reason that they started their podcast. They started it so that they could get clients and market their business. So they're listening. They might, maybe they're even enjoying it, but they don't connect it to working with you. So a few episodes like that are okay, maybe not a big deal. But when all of them start to become too broad or you leave it more wide open, that's when we lose someone from being a listener to becoming a client. We want to be solving what they are looking for. The second thing I see is that episodes aren't speaking to someone who is ready to make a decision. They are staying in that, I just want to listen and find out more space. But what we need episodes to do is meet someone in that moment when they are thinking, I need this solved. I need to fix this now. And when you're not doing that, your content ends up sitting kind of in the middle space of where it's not really beginner enough for someone brand new, but it's still not specific enough for someone who is ready to take action. We're kind of just talking to the middle ground. And those are the people who are not going to take action. We want to be talking to someone who is ready enough to take a specific action. Those are the people who will become clients. And I know this is a hard place to be in, because if you are like me, we want to help anyone we can. And we still can. If someone came to me today and asked me to help them launch a podcast, I have an offer for that. But it's not what my podcast is about, because that is catching someone in a very specific place. They have to be in the moment knowing they're ready to launch a podcast. And that's very few and far between versus the vast majority of people who already have a podcast who want to get clients from it. So I can do episodes here or there about launching a podcast, sure. And I have, and I will. I just have to know that those episodes may or may not have as many listeners as the other episodes, and that's okay. So you just have to be okay with that when you branch off into a little bit broader of a topic, or a topic that's not so specific to the exact person you're trying to reach, and just know that you're going to have to be okay with that. So sprinkled in here and there is fine. But what we want to do is focus on those people. So think of your ideal client. Where are they right now? Where they are ready to solve that problem. That's the content you need to be creating. And then the third piece is, You might be attracting listeners who agree with what you have to say. They think it's amazing, but they're not ready to do anything about it. This goes a little bit with the other person I just talked about, but these are the people who they're listening to your episodes. They're thinking this is good. Maybe I should do something with this, but they're not really looking for that solution yet, or they feel like they can still figure it out on their own. This is a really tricky one to notice because on the surface, everything looks like it's working. So for example, someone's listening to your episode. They're nodding along the whole time. They just think, oh my gosh, yes, 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 yes. Maybe they even come back to it later, but then they just move on. They're not clicking anything. They're not taking that next step. They're not even looking into working with you. And the reason is nothing in that episode made them feel like I need to do something about this right now. So even if they are not that ready to buy client, listener, I'm trying to think of the word I was looking for, you need to be able to tell them, look, this is why. This is what you need. And when you're not doing that, you're building an audience of people who enjoy your podcast. They're going to keep listening week after week. But if they stay in that space of, this is so interesting, learning from your perspective, they love listening to your episodes, they're not going to be thinking, I need help with this. And those are two very different types of listeners. What we want instead is for your episodes to help someone move from just agreeing with you to seeing the gap between where they are, the problem they have, and where they want to be. And once someone sees that clearly, that's when they start looking for a solution, which you have, and they will figure that out in your episodes. So when we look at all of this together, you can probably see that you have this amazing podcast. It just needs to be aligned with who you're trying to attract and who you want to work with. And we can't always see what we're doing that might not be working. And this is where you realize something isn't working and you just don't know what it is. Next week, I want to take a look at the messaging side of this and what might be getting lost in how you are saying things so that we can make sure that your episodes lead to clients, because it's all in how we say things. We may know what we want to say, but it doesn't come out that way. So that's what we're going to talk about in the next episode. So come back and I will see you then.